Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Your Partner in Success Radio, hosted by serial entrepreneur Denise Griffiths. Denise offers a full menu of on-the-web services for all your online needs. Denise and her team of virtual assistants can help manage your online business, including social media channels, blogs, web portals, and more. YourOfficeOnTheWeb.com is a comprehensive resource to help you combine the power of your brand, your connections, and innovative ideas to develop a full online strategy that can guarantee a strong profitable impact on your business.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Your Partner in Success Radio. I'm your host, Denise Griffiths, and each week I am honored, I tell you, to share the microphone with the most interesting people. These are people who are entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, solopreneurs, other radio hosts. These are just people who have wonderful stories to share and who are excited to freely share their business wisdom, their tips, and their actionable advice. In short, they are willing to help us shorten our learning curve as we navigate the know, like, and trust economy. And today I welcome back my dear friend Jim Palmer to the show. Jim is a marketing and business building expert and a very much in demand coach. He was my coach for a long time. He is the founder of the Dream Business Academy and Dream Business Coaching and Mastermind Program. He is also the host of Dream Business Coach TV. Do you see a bit of a theme here? The weekly hit, the weekly web TV show that is watched by thousands of entrepreneurs, including me, and small business owner. And he is also the host of Stick Like Glue Radio, a weekly podcast based on Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building strategies. Now, Jim is best known internationally as the Dream Business Coach, and this is how I got to know him. He was the creator of No Hassle Newsletters back in the day, which is now the ultimate done-for-you newsletter marketing program used by hundreds of clients in 9 countries. In this podcast, we're going to discuss business mindset and what it takes to create your dream business. Jim, good morning, and welcome back to Your Partner in Success Radio. It has been too long.
I am so thrilled to hear your voice. I got to get you to do my voiceovers. Man, you're killing it. It's like, man, she makes me sound so good.
I've had people ask me if I do voiceovers, and I'm like, no, my voice is too soft. To me, and I know I've shared this with you before, I can't stand to listen to my own voice. To me, I sound like I'm about to burst into, "Happy birthday, Mr. President." I sound ridiculous. I don't do voiceovers.
Well, it's a pleasure and an honor to be with you again. I'm so excited, and here we are. We're getting ready to, engage 2017, which I personally think is going to be a dynamite year for people that are in action and people that aren't cowering in the corner. It's going to be phenomenal.
You sent me a note this morning. We have a whole bunch of stuff that I had written down that we were going to talk about, and honestly, we're not going to be able to get to it because you sent me a note this morning that got me all fired up, and it said, quote, "I believe 2017 will be, for those willing to embrace it, a year of bigger, bolder, faster, and more." So let's definitely start the show out with that, and we'll work our way through my dozens of questions. And if we just can't get through it, I'll get you to come back again in the spring, if that's okay with you.
Oh, I love it. So, you know, Denise, because I know we're connected virtually, even though we don't speak that often, but, you know, Stephanie and I have made just such a, it's a really, we keep thinking about how monumental this decision is, but we sold our house of 28 years. We raised all our kids there, and we put our stuff in storage, and we bought this 50-foot boat that we're going to live on, and I'm going to work on, and I mean, it's going to be this big adventure, and we're excited. We know it's the right thing to do, but, you know, when you do something, and I also committed to doing 2 Dream Business Academies in 2017, there's so many decisions that are just big. It kind of makes your life a little complicated but exciting, and every once in a while, and as I mentioned, I did a little video this morning, even when you're a person who doesn't lack confidence, and my wife would roll her eyes when I say that about myself, but when you got a heavy dose of self-esteem and ego, whatever, your mind can often play the what-if games, right? Well, what if this happens? What if we're in the boat, I cannot get internet, which means I can't do my phone calls. Well, what if I run aground? God forbid I hit somebody, you know? All these different thoughts. And you know, I'm a spiritual person, and when I woke up this morning, first thing I do is I go to prayer, and I felt this incredibly powerful message or feeling that 2017 is going to be big and bold and awesome. And I basically felt God was telling me, stop, just calm down, all right, because this is what we're doing, this is what you've planned for, this is a good thing. And, you know, I with the people that I coach, they've been telling me for literally the last 5 or 6 weeks that their business have suddenly, when September, October, and maybe a little bit of November were kind of really soft, a lot of people felt a little bit of a downturn. December is off to the races, not only taking on new clients, but the amount of prospects they're reaching. And I feel that because, you know, I've been around, I'm older than you, Denise. I've been around I went through the recession of the late 70s, and I've seen downturns, I've experienced them, and I've also seen when you come out of them way before the news media or anybody else starts saying it and showing statistics, you can feel it, especially if you're an entrepreneur, and I just feel it. And so, anyway, when I shared that with you, I said, we can talk about whatever you want to talk about, but as of today, I am like so pumped and charged and ready to light it up for 2017.
You know, it's interesting that you should start the morning out like that. I had two conversations with clients this morning about exactly the same thing. And we have no doubt at all, none, zero, zip, that 2017 is going to be phenomenal for so many reasons. But you have to own it. You have to step up and go, you know, something is guiding me this way, whether it's, you know, whether you believe in God or your spirits or whatever it is. When the flashing lights over your shoulder keep saying, look here, look here, look here, you're an idiot if you don't pay attention. And I'm no idiot.
Yeah.
And neither are my clients. So I'm looking forward, like you, to, you know, 2017 being an extraordinary year in just so many ways.
You know, it's interesting. I always look for like metaphors or visual ways to, because I do a lot of these interviews. And it's like sometimes when we go on a road trip, and I like to push the envelope a little bit on the speed limit, you know, but I don't necessarily want to be the one who's out there, the fastest one in the passing lane. But, you know, there's so many people that are, you know, in the right-hand lane or middle lane, and then there's always a few people who are, and I'm certainly not condoning reckless driving for other people going on their eyes at gym, but I like to be out there with the people who are not in with the crowd, I guess, right? And so there are people who, when times are a little bit hard in business, there are people who are still spending, still investing, and you're not getting results now, but you're still building your community, you're building your presence, your awareness. And so when people do feel like, yes, now's the time, now we're going to do this, you're not starting at ground zero because you've had your head in the sand. And for, you know, for many months or years.
Exactly. And, you know, basically it's just kind of your higher self. I don't know. I'm like you. I'm a very spiritual person. And I tend to listen to my intuition. I tend to listen to that little voice in my head. No, I don't take medication for it. I don't need to. But, you know, there are so many signs. There just are. And if you're an empath or you're intuitive, and I think we all are, whether we, you know, acknowledge it or use it as a tool or not. But I think the more highly evolved you are and the more attention you're paying in your business and to what's going on in your world and the larger world, the better off you're going to be. So I guess my best advice for 2017 is pay attention. And one of the things that you talk a lot about is the importance of making fast decisions. And I think that, you know, plays into what we're talking about right now.
Yeah, fastest, you know, growing businesses thrive on momentum. You think about a merry-go-round when you're a kid or some big flywheel in a factory or something. You don't just get it going and rev it up and then stop it and then start it again. It takes a while to build momentum and to keep that thing spinning, right? And a business is like that. If a business is going to continue to grow, it needs momentum. And when you're able to make quick decisions, whether it's you know, what am I going to spend on advertising this month, or should I hire, or should I do this, or maybe it's a challenge, maybe it's a question, but you know, it'd be interesting if we one day added up how many decisions we make in a day, Denise, it'd probably be pretty scary. But we make a lot of decisions, and to the degree that you can be really, really in tune with your gut or spirit or intuition, whatever you want to call it, you assess the pros and cons, yays or nays, and then you make a decision and move on. Yes or no is okay, right? I do believe the ability to make decisions, it's like a muscle. You have a decision-making muscle in your head, in your heart, in your body. And the more you use it, the stronger you get at it. Now, do you occasionally make a wrong decision when you go too quickly? Yes. You can course correct because you're always moving forward. And by the way, if your business is really growing and thriving, you can absorb an occasional bad decision. Not everyone's going to be life-threatening. And you don't make huge decisions in 5 minutes. Took us probably 4 months to find the perfect boat for us, you know. It took us a while to, you know, find different things. But, you know, if we go out and we need something for the house, and I say, okay, let's just get that, boom. So, I mean, there's different levels of making decisions, and life, certainly life-altering ones or business-altering ones, you're not going to make willy-nilly. But people that just decide to think about it, sleep on it, put it on the back burner, those are people, that's indecision, basically, and indecision is a progress killer.
It really is. And look, I am a firm believer in looking at the different things that are available to us. Yeah, I know you, like me, get things coming towards us all the time. I mean, it seems like the more successful we are, the more interested we are in what we're doing, the more opportunity comes our way. And we also have to make decisions about those opportunities. Is now a good time? Is this something I really want to do? Or can I put this off? Is it really a priority? So you have to exercise those muscles as well.
And it's not always it's not always pedal to the metal, or I almost said balls to the wall, which I just said, cause, but, you know, it's not always full speed ahead. If you want to try a new, marketing tactic or something, nobody says you got to go spend 20 grand. You could, depending on what it is, or, you know, I'm doing a lot of online stuff, and there's a different niche that I'm not tapping into. For instance, with Facebook, I said, well, let's throw $25 a day at it and see what happens. In a week, let me know what results we get. So at the end of the week, if it's a complete zero and I burn through $150 or whatever, well, that was a good learning experience. Now, on the other hand, it might work out and you get a sale or something and your ROI go to the roof. You got to be able to take the shot knowing that not everything you're going to do is going to work out. But, you know, the statistics are if you're half decent entrepreneur, more of them are going to work out than not.
That's true. And yeah, you know, I've said this to you before. I mean, those of us who do this kind of work for a living, we pretty much have to have a cast iron stomach. Does that mean, you know, that we're not afraid of failing? No. But we have to be able to go, well, crud, that didn't work. What's next?
I know. That's funny you say that, cast iron stomach, because when things go wrong, you got a choice. You can belabor it and bemoan it and why did I do that and kick yourself, or you go, well, crap, there's $100 I won't get back, and you move on, or whatever it is. You know, every day you wake up and put your feet on the ground is a good day. And so sometimes things don't go our way. Personally, health-wise, business-wise, you just keep moving forward. You know, it's interesting, and I know this sounds incredibly cliche and obvious, but you never hear about the highly successful person that people read about in books and things like that. You never hear about those people giving up, right? Because obviously if they gave up, they wouldn't be there. So it does seem obvious, but simply not giving up and getting up every day, you know, it's one of those imperatives to success.
It really is, and it's so simple. You know, kind of like my grandmother would say something that later on in life I would understand that was so simple but so profound that it almost didn't need pointing out, but clearly it did. Yeah, it's funny the things that we don't think about that are right there in our face.
Mm-hmm. And that's why it's great to listen to shows like yours and to talk with coaches and other people, because how many things that have gone well in your business were kind of right in front of your face but weren't obvious until someone pointed them out.
Exactly. And this is why, you know, I always say you need a coach. You need to be in a mentoring group. I mean, when I first started out, there was nobody. I mean, you and Joel Kalm, and I've said this before, were two entrepreneurs that I found on the internet and started following, and I've been very loyal to both of you. I'm like, ooh, what are they up to now? But, you know, when I first started out, there was no way to join, you know, a mentorship group or be coached by anybody. And over time, I realized that I was working sometimes in a vacuum, and I was working all by myself and throwing spaghetti at the ceiling to see what stuck. So it's important to get up and make those decisions.
Well, there's your problem right there, Denise.
Share them. Throw it at the wall instead.
Yeah, you throw it at the wall. You don't throw it at the ceiling. No wonder it didn't work out for you.
Well, you know, I'm an overachiever.
There you go.
I kind of figured that one. I always felt like, you know, Lucy when the pizza came down on her head.
Exactly.
There is so much. And of course, and another thing that I wanted to kind of talk with you about is that head trash, because when we're not kind of sharing our ideas or, you know, bouncing them off of other people or kind of soaking up the wisdom and the track of other people, like, ooh, they've been there, done that. I may want to do that a little bit differently. But it's so easy for us to get caught in our own head trash, or as I think it was Mary Kay Ash used to say, thinking. It's so easy.
Yeah.
So what do you tell people about that?
Well, there's no one answer I can give you because there's several types of head trash. I'll tell you one that I've been talking with people about lately. It's what I call, well, I didn't name it, but it's called the imposter syndrome. And that's where you have this feeling, no matter if you're a beginner, if you're doing really well, you could be like killing it. You could have a seven-figure business. The imposter syndrome is when you feel like you're going to be found out, which basically means you think people are going to find out you're just a fraud and you're going to lose it all. Oh, that person, you know, they say they're all successful, but they got an old laptop and they basically sit in a rusty old chair in their living room or something, you know. And really, that kind of thinking goes to self-esteem, right? Because one of the things that I was working with somebody 2 days ago, Denise, somebody who is really helping people in a profound way. She turned a business into helping people. She helps people get over some really hard personal things. I don't want to say too much, but she turned it into a business, and I helped her do that. And one of the things is when she started with me, she was charging about $200 for this, basically like a counseling service, and I said, this is worth like $1,000. You ought to be charging $9.97 per session. And, you know, I thought she was going to die when I said that. Well, she gets that today. And she went through probably a 30 to 60 day period where it was a little slow, kind of like a lot of people experienced October, November, and she started doubting. And I'm like, wait a second, you have to recognize this is your gift. This is why you are here. This is what your calling is. This is what you do. You help so many people. It doesn't matter that you don't have an office on the fourth floor of some prestigious building. The gift and what you do, it's in your head. It's your life experience, and you have a profound impact on people. And when you are able to make such a difference in the lives of others, there is value in that. And the value, when you deliver value, that is, you're entitled to make a profit for that. I mean, if you want to do it for free occasionally for certain people, you can do that. But this is the essence of business: solving problems and providing value. And so sometimes we have to have conversations like that, and we should all have people in our lives who are willing to say that, Denise, because we sometimes start wondering about ourselves. Well, maybe this is all going to go away, you know? So anyway, the imposter syndrome is just one type of head trash. There's a lot of different things. The other one, I think, which people get held up a lot, is the need to be perfect, you know, perfectionism. And just like indecision,
I have that
perfectionism.
I struggle with that.
I know you do, girl. I know. But listen, perfectionism is a business killer. It's certainly a progress killer, and it can be a business killer. And so one of the things that I help my clients with is this, and I had this too. I mean, a lot of what I shared today is because I personally overcame some of this crap. But you know, perfectionism basically is insecurity that somebody's going to call you out for, you know, whatever it is. In my case, when I wrote my first book, it took me a year and a half. And I wrote it in about a year, but it took me 6 months before I pulled the trigger because I was looking for every last comma and misspelling. I mean, gosh forbid, you know, this got a book out there with my name on the cover, my picture on the back. Don't want people thinking, what a boob. How did that guy get through high school? He can't even string two sentences together. You know, talk about head trash. It's all the stuff we think about. And the reality is, we as entrepreneurs, we can make a decision. And this is what I finally came to. And that's why I crank out videos. I mean, I shot a video today. It was up online in like 9 minutes, time it took me to get home. I don't care that it was not perfect. And some staff will point out, oh, that you're easing yesterday. Did anybody proof that? No, I didn't have time. Well, there was a spelling. Okay, that's the way it's going to be, right? And the decision that entrepreneurs need to make is that they choose to be judged on the quality of the content and the information and the value that they are sharing and providing, you know, with the marketplace, and not the imperfect way in which they provide it. So if you do some really great work, but like anybody who's human, you make an occasional mistake in writing, editing, whatever it's going to be, that's okay. Because the value, and I learned that, by the way, when somebody pointed out, and it was pointed out to me that you're going to have a whole lot of proofreaders out there do it for free, so just put your stuff out there. And I remember when somebody came at me with my very first book, Denise, and they said, Jim, did you know on page 120 you have a dangling participle? And to this day, I have no clue what a dangling participle is. But clearly this person was an English major.
Right.
Yep. And you know what I said? First of all, I cringed like, holy crap, what's a dangling participle? And then I said, okay, well, thanks for letting me know. And I said, and I'll get that corrected on the next printing. And then I happened to say this. I paused and I go, let me just ask you, did you get any value out of it? Oh, yeah. Oh, you this, that, and the other thing. He named like five things that were helpful. And I said, So my imperfect work was called out by somebody. And in this case, not maliciously, although there are some people who love to tear you down, but in this case, he pointed out my dangling participle, but he actually said he got a lot of value out of it. So I said, you know what, to myself, I'm going to focus on that because I will never, right. I will not have enough college, I will never take enough courses where I'm going to be perfect, either written word, spoken word, video, or whatever. That's just not me. I'm just going to focus on helping people and sharing information in an imperfect way because I am an imperfect person. And when you can really just own that, I tell you what, it's so freeing. It's really freeing.
But you just said something really important, Jim. You know, we're all guilty of this. We'll see something and we'll just kind of shoot off a quick note and go, hey, by the way, I noticed this, without going that extra step, which you pulled out of this person by saying, well, thank you for that, but did you get anything out of it? And that opened up a whole new dialogue. So I think, you know, the importance of what you just said is that don't take it to heart. Don't get your panties in a wad and sit in a corner and rock back and forth and stuff and stuff. Start a conversation and find out, you know, is there more to be said? I think that's a very important thing.
You know what's at the root of that, though? My training from years and years and years of doing retail and all these other things, it's always about the customer. It's not about you. And so when you can turn your brain, the minute, let's face it, when somebody says something off-putting, even if they mean it to be helpful or mean it to be maybe, or whatever, I don't want to say it, but when you take that information, sometimes we recoil a little bit, but then you want to go back, and it's not about you, it's about them. Say, well, I really appreciate that. And first of all, that's a very, just to even say that, even if you either hang up the phone or whether it's email or whatever, you go and you kick a pillow and you just go, what a SOB, if that makes you feel better. But in that instance, you're talking to a customer, a prospect, or at the very least, another human being who took the time. And so make it about them. Well, really, thanks a lot for sharing that. Did you get through much of the book, or how else did you feel about the videos? I'll share this with you real quick. The one person who really lit me up was about 4 years ago, back when Toby was alive, my beagle Basset. And this guy must have taken 20 minutes to pen this thing. It was so long, an email. And he took me to task for using Toby in so many of my videos, saying he's not a prop. You know, you shouldn't use him as a prop. And he said, and by the way, I can hear him breathing. It's very distracting. I'm trying to learn from you, Jim. And when you turn and look at Toby or say hi to Toby, that's taking your eyes off the camera, which is taking your eyes off me. I mean, he tore me up inside and down.
I remember that. We talked about that.
Yeah, obviously it has an impact on me because I'm still seething. Not really, but. And you know what I did? I hit delete and I took him off my mailing list because I didn't want that person to. I really. There is a line I think you cross, and as entrepreneurs, we need to be very protective of our mindset. And if too much, you can withstand some negativity, but there are things that I would consider toxic to your mindset, and too much toxicity, toxic things. I can't say that. See, there I am being imperfect. Too many toxic things are going to really impede you from doing what you know to do. I discovered I'm pretty good at videos. I got a lot of people that watch my videos, and if somebody's going to get me off the rail a little bit, and maybe I'll rethink doing my videos, shame on me for letting that one person do that. So there is a difference between people being constructive and trying to be helpful, even if they do it in a non-delicate way. And then there's people who are simply toxic, and I remove those people from my universe.
Oh, I'd do the same thing, especially during this last, this has been a tough election year, no matter where you stand.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I cleaned out Facebook, Twitter. I cleaned out. It's like, if you have a different point of view than me, we can talk about it in an adult manner. You can share your views, and I'll try to understand them. But the minute you attack, no. You just attacked the wrong person.
That's funny. I don't recognize my news feed anymore, Denise.
I
have unfollowed or unfriended so many people. I'm like, well, who is that? I used to see all the same people. And then I come to find out, well, maybe they have some different views, and occasionally got pretty radical. And like you, I didn't want that in my space. You know, I'm not going to jump on. Did you ever see some of those? And somebody will do, and then next thing you know, there's 99 back and forth with them. And I'm thinking, first of all, what person has the time to do that, and how did that move your business forward?
It didn't.
What a
it
waste of
probably
time.
Gained you some, exactly, and clearly you have offended somebody, and I'm not in the offending business. I can do it. I'm good at it, but I try not to. And I don't really feel like being offended either, or annoyed, or irritated. So I'm like, I started cleaning out, and I cleaned it. So I see a lot of LOL cats now, and a lot of recipes. This time here was a lot of recipes.
From our buddy Adam Homie, no doubt.
Yeah,
stuff.
Well, Adam and I both, we both have black cats, and you were very protective of our black cats. So. But, the thing is, it's kind of like TV. I feel the same way about TV. You know, I cut off my cable a number of years ago. I don't want that garbage in my living room. And so much of what passes for, air quotes, family entertainment is pure, unadulterated trash, in my opinion. But I think it's shared by a lot of people.
Girl, you and I are on the same page. I'll tell you. Steph doesn't like that stuff either, but she teases me because we're in this one bedroom apartment while we're waiting for warmer weather to actually transition onto the boat, and we only have one TV, so if I wake, what happened? The dog threw up this morning at like 4 in the morning, so I couldn't get back to sleep. And I said, boy, I really wish there was a TV in the bedroom, so because I don't want to get up and go out there in the living room. But anyway, she said, give me your iPad. And she said, look at this. It's this newfangled thing called Netflix and iTunes where evidently you can watch. I mean, boy, talk about feeling like a great-grandfather, totally clueless. But she said, now you can type in a show. And she goes, I defy you to find something to watch that wasn't created 30 years ago, because I'm a fan of TV in the 70s and 80s when TV, the stuff, like you said, that's out there today, it's just like, ugh. So anyways, that was just a little teasing moment she had with me today.
I do the same thing. I have Netflix and I have Amazon Prime, and on, I'd rather have a book. Any day of the week, give me a book, a stack of books, I don't care. But every once in a while, I have to turn my brain off. I just do. And that's when I'll go, okay, cats, come on, couch time. And I'll turn on Netflix or Amazon Prime. Invariably, though, I have my iPad in my hand, so I'm actually reading and kind of listening. I don't actually watch TV. I tend to kind of just listen to it with one ear. But, yeah, Netflix, mm-hmm. I found a cute little show called Troll Hunters by DreamWorks, which I'm addicted to. I just found it a week ago. It's really cute. It's a little animated show. It doesn't tax my brain, and it's very entertaining. So, but
well,
I don't want,
you know,
junk
I have,
coming to my house. And Facebook is the same way. When you come across my screen and you're throwing your trash at my screen, I don't tolerate it.
Well, for the people who are listening and going, all right, let's get back to business. I have read so many books in the last month. One of them I want to share with you, it's actually not a business book. We have read, Stephanie and I have each read at least half a dozen books from people who live aboard and work aboard boats and do, you know, travel up into the coast. We're trying to learn from their experience. And one of them that I read, this is going to be, it's a great business and life lesson, but one of them I read was a gentleman who's got a really good, fun way of writing. He just writes conversationally, a lot like I do, except he gets a little more colorful with his language and stuff. But he said, listen, you know, living aboard a boat, making that decision is very big. I get that, because I made that decision. What do you do with the stuff? I mean, you're going to just put all your stuff in storage? Should you sell it? What if it doesn't work out? What if you can't afford the fuel? And he goes, you could play what-if games all. What if your boat, you know, takes on water? How would you handle that? He's going through all the what-ifs. And he goes, yeah, you know what? You wake up every day, and there might be a new challenge or question or opportunity. Guess what? You can handle it. You'll figure it out. You'll get through it. He said, but what if, here's a what if, he goes, what if you find out, you know, 6 months from now, pardon my French, he goes, what if you find out you're a badass boat driver and you have the adventure of a lifetime? And if you sit there on your couch constantly playing the what ifs, you never grow and you never have that experience. And when I read that, I told that to Steph. I said, we're doing this, because I was playing the what if, right? And so I think in business, Denise, entrepreneurs face that all the time. Well, what if I do this and it doesn't work out? What if I do invest in coach, doesn't work out? What if I try Facebook ads and they don't work out? What if I raise my prices and everybody leaves me? All the what ifs. Well, what if you do all of those things and it works out and you grow your business, you make more money? I mean, you know, the people who never find out the answer to the what ifs, those are the people that are just existing, and they're probably working 80 hours and making less money than they did when they had a job at 40 hours. And so you do have to actually kind of, with the old expression, when rubber meets the road, when you say yes and do it, even if you don't know what's going to happen, what the next step is, you know? So I thought that was there are no guarantees, yeah.
We don't have guarantees in life, love, or business. I mean, you have to just get out of bed every day and go, here I go. I'm off. Let's see what happens. I mean, you have to make
Let's see what we can figure
decisions.
Out.
Right. I mean, you do have to make, you know, intelligent decisions and, you know, intelligent design your business. But there are times when you just have to go by the seat of your pants and go, woohoo, let's see what happens. And unfortunately, for those of you who are listening, those woohoo, oh God, moments are more often than not, just so you know.
Yes. Yeah. And that's all part of the ride, right? So if you're going to go on a ride, why don't you go on a fun ride?
Exactly. So when we're talking about 2017, and this is not normally something I do because I do like to keep the show Everclear, oh my God, New Year's Eve, evergreen, and I don't drink, but I may have to start. But this is so important because I think that we are going into a new year, but more importantly, I think we're going into kind of a new thought process, and that's really what I wanted to talk with you about, and I think that's what you were sharing with me in that email this morning, you know, new ideas, new thoughts, new ways of doing things, new levels of excitement. I mean, what are you feeling right now is going to happen? What is your best sense for 2017?
My best sense is for those entrepreneurs that are actually willing to step up and risk, because there is no reward without risk. And if you look at highly successful people, to the degree that they increased their risk, they were rewarded. So those two go hand in hand. But to the degree that you're willing to do that, to step up and risk and play a bigger game, what I said this morning was bigger, bolder, faster. I really think those are going to be the three words that are going to mean the most. And so if we were to fast forward, Denise, to the end of 2017. Let's say you and I are talking in December of 2017 and comparing notes, and maybe comparing notes in an anonymous way of some people we know, and you will be able to say,
okay,
this person's still in business, but they really haven't done anything. But here's three people who went bigger, bolder, they made decisions faster, and they made a decision that had some risk. They didn't exactly know where they were going, but man, did they kill it. Those are the people that are going to do it. And so, you know, those are some of the big decisions that I've made. I've certainly made some big, bold, and fast decisions in the last 6 months. Committed to doing two events this year, and filling one event is brutal enough. I decided to do it twice in 2017, so there is that. But you know, one of the things that gets me by is my faith, and I really believe I just feel so on fire. It's so great that we're talking today, because this morning I just felt in a very, very strong way, bigger, bolder, faster, achieve more when you do those three things. And I feel good. I'm ready to go. I'm in the mood. I'm pumped and I'm primed, and I'm ready to go.
Now, Jim, where do you think that came from? Because you're always moving forward. You're always working hard. But what kind of just cemented it for you? Is it just, you know, maybe your higher self talking to you, or are you just finally just there? You're ready. There's no turning back. What do you think was the genesis of that?
There's no doubt. Well, first of all, as I say, I wake every single day, especially literally in the last 15 years since you know, I had the cancer and all that. I've just tried to be a person who lives a life of gratitude. So literally before I get out of bed, I will say a quick prayer and give thanks. But then, you know, I always – later on, because sometimes nature calls, I can't be there for 10 minutes, but later on, I do pray for certain things. I pray for certain people, people in my group that I know about, people in my family, and certain concerns. And there's no doubt that, you know, for the last 2 months or so, I have prayed for guidance and wisdom as it relates to what we're doing, because, I mean, the nuts and bolts of it, really, we couldn't buy the big boat until we sold the house. We couldn't sell the house until we got an offer, and Stephanie and I decided to do that ourselves. We didn't get a realtor. We did that ourselves, and then, you know, we got a buyer, but it was going to be 6 weeks to closing instead of four. And literally, the boat that we found, our dream boat, the guy was getting a little antsy because most boats are pulled out of the water by December 1st, and I was asking him to keep it there until December 15th when we were going to do settlement on our house. There were so many moving pieces, Denise, And I just kept one day at a time. I tackled this, I tackled that, and I'm running my business the whole time, but then like, okay, what happens here? Did we get the commitment? Did we do this? Did we do that? Oh no, we need another inspection. We need a tax certificate. I mean, it's just been an unbelievable avalanche of decisions and things. So I personally have been praying for guidance and wisdom. Am I on the right track? Are we doing the right thing? It's a little late now. We sold the house, we bought the boat, and I just think that God spoke to me this morning and said, calm down, take a breath. This is all going to work out. You're on the right path. And I just feel that's the message I received. And when I receive messages like that, that I think relate to other people, not just me, I want to share. And I literally, because I had my iPhone with me, and I popped it out and recorded this video. It's on Facebook today if anybody wants to see it. Bigger, better, bigger, bolder, faster. That's exactly 10 minutes after I got that message. I posted it out there because I want to be also a source of encouragement for people who may not be receiving that type of message.
It's so important that you're talking about your gratitude practices. People, and I have learned this, you know, over the years as I'm connecting and networking with other people, because I did work all by myself for the longest kind of time. I'm a true introvert. In fact, Jim, I have decided that when I grow up, I'm going to be the crazy cat lady who's sitting on her porch in a rocker with a shotgun. No people. I'm just not.
Well, that'll keep people away.
And I'll have an unfriendly expression on my face probably. But, you know, over time, I have had to learn quite painfully sometimes because I am truly an introvert. I live very much in my head. And I need to be alone for huge blocks at a time. But I learned that I had to let other people in, that I had to network, that I had to receive other people's ideas and share my ideas with other people. And after I kind of got in the habit of doing that, I was like, what in the world took me so long? Why was I so incredibly obtuse and, you know, basically? So once you start doing that, my point is, and I did have one, believe it or not, before I wandered off the reservation, is that I've watched people like you and Tony Robbins and Larry Winget and, you know, a lot of my friends and people who I, you know, follow and I take their courses or I read their newsletter, without question, almost all of them have a morning spiritual practice, whatever that looks like. You may not necessarily believe in God or church, but you have a spiritual type of practice. I do. I have a 2-hour practice in the morning that I've implemented in the last 6 months. And it's 2 hours because I can. You know, I don't have to get anybody off to school or a husband off to work. You know, I can spend that 2 hours in the morning, and typically it's about 4:30, 5:30, you know, for 2 hours. And I go outside. You know, I take my iPad with me. I may be reading something. I may be meditating, which means that sometimes I fall over and drool. I don't meditate well. I may be doing some yoga practices, whatever it looks like, but I'm practicing gratitude and I'm setting the tone for my day. I mean, do you find that truly, truly passionate people who are moving forward have those morning practices?
I think they do. And you know what else? The reason for that is it keeps your life in balance, because there's no shortage of either negativity that you experience personally or that you allow in, whether you watch news or whatever.
Right.
There's no shortage of negativity, and that can really be a damper on your spirit and on your willingness to move forward and risk and move, you know, take chances and grow businesses and things like that. So if you were to start out every day simply acknowledging the good things, and what I tell people is, even at my worst day, when you know, I'd been unemployed for, you know, over a year, and then I had found out I had cancer, and they didn't know if it was stage 2 or stage 3, which my life expectancy past 5 years was either 80% or 50%, and I live with that. When you go through stuff like that, and I incurred major amounts of debt keeping the family afloat and, you know, keeping the insurances paid and things like that, when even at that point, that low point, I recognize, man, I still got my family that loves me. I got a home. I haven't missed a meal. We're racking up debt, but you know what I mean? I had my home, my family, my friends. There were people in my church that were praying for me. I mean, you can always find a bright spot. So that's number one. And number two, and I learned this later on, and I actually share this story in audiobook, 42-minute audiobook called Serve First, and I detailed some of another really important life lesson for me that I've learned in the last, say, 6 years, and is when we make a big effort to serve other people, not only with donations to certain charities, but Stephanie and I are involved in a number of nonprofits locally where we volunteer our time. And so when you give your time, and we, I didn't make this public because there's no reason to, but I want to share it now because it's relevant to the story. But on this past Saturday, we got the names of some people through this organization, Good Works. I'm part of some families that were really hurting. And we made some calls. We ended up going shopping, getting some gifts, and we went and played Santa. And we got hugs, and there were tears, and people just couldn't believe that somebody would do that. And I'm not saying that, say, oh, look how good Jim is. That's not at all. What I'm doing is that I call that my, and if I was to put it, a hashtag would be perspective. I realize that even if things are tough for you, there are people that have it way tougher, right? And so perspective is a really, really good thing, Denise.
Oh, absolutely. And listen, speaking of prayers, I don't know. I think you are connected with James Artry on Facebook. I know our friend Adam Homey is, and a lot of people that we network are. I keep looking in the chat room because he is always, always in the chat room. James is in the hospital right now on life support.
And oh,
if anybody, I cry. So if anybody feels like sending up a prayer, his name is James Artry, A-R-T-R-E, and he could use your help.
I will do that. I'll check it out when we're done. I'm not aware of that, but we'll certainly add him to the daily prayer list.
Thank you. He is, I think, the world's oldest kidney transplant survivor. He had a kidney transplant about 23 years ago, and he's in really bad shape right now. His organs are shutting down, and he's on life support. So, and I have a conversation with him every Friday. We have a little networking meeting, and I'm having kind of a tough day today.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we're having a very unusual conversation today. It's slightly different place again. But I think it's good because we're entitled to do this. It's a unique time of the year. Denise, when I first got involved with Good Works, it's an organization where we rehab homes for low-income people. We go in and our thing is we make their homes warmer, safer, and drier. These people can't afford anything. A lot of them are mobile homes, which are just in incredible shape. Anyway, the first job that I went on almost 6 years ago, so I recently got my 5-year pin. It was an older black gentleman who worked in the steel mills of Coatesville, Pennsylvania. And I knew that he was married on his second wife, and we were chatting, and the whole work crew, we finished inside, and we were going outside to fix his fence. Now, me, I can't be in the sun, so I said, guys, one of the things we do, it's not just you don't just go in and fix the homes and leave. You're supposed to engage in conversation and just, learn about each other, right? So I said, let me stay back, and I'll talk to Sam. And tell me about I know you've had some hardship in your life. And he says, yeah, when I went off to the war, my first wife died giving birth. And then he also lost another son later in life in another war. And I said, wow, Sam, that I just can't imagine. That must be brutal. And Denise, I'll never forget this. He looked at me with these, like, ancient cold eyes, not cold heart-wise, but just, like, steely eyes. And he goes, son, God doesn't make mistakes. So if it happened, there must have been a darn good reason for it to happen. I never forgot that. And it just hit me like a woo, like a very impactful. And so, I'll certainly pray for James, James Artie. But, God control. That's my belief.
Very true. And, there's, We every day we get up and we do what we can do to help other people and to help ourselves. And I think the conversation that we're having right now, for those who are listening live and who will be downloading later, is that as we go forward into 2017, be grateful. That may be the smartest business move you can make, even though that sounds a little bit cynical. But without gratitude and without, you know, examining what is good in your life every day and what you're going to create that day, you're not going to be much of a business person, I don't think.
Yeah. You know, Zig Ziglar, the late great Zig Ziglar, used to say, nobody can have success at work without success at home, right? Which means, you know, having a healthy relationships and things like that. I want to encourage your listeners. So I did this thing. It's called Serve First, How to Unlock a Life of Abundance and Purpose. It's a free download. I don't even ask for an opt-in, nothing. It's just at my website, getjimpalmer.com. You'll see a black banner there. You can download a transcript. You can download the MP3, or you can watch a video, which is just pictures with my voice. But again, you can watch it, listen to it, whatever you want to do. I'll never know you were there. Because I just wanted to get the message out. And basically, interestingly enough, with my beliefs, it was Dan Kennedy in one of his books which convinced me to do what so many people, there's a lot of successful people say to do, and that is you live on 80%, you give away 10%, and you bank 10%, which is very hard for a lot of people. It's certainly hard for me when I started, but it becomes easier and you learn how to do it. But it is the element of giving and serving others. And the reason I named it Serve First was I think a lot of people feel they'll be the when I's. When I get a certain income level, or when I achieve this level of success, when I do this, I'll then donate. And, you know, if you start where you are right now, even if you're in a tight spot, the more you it's either pay it forward, give back, or whatever you want to call it, I learned, man, that I really believe in my heart that was a reason, one of the reasons that I started accelerating the growth of my business was because every time I did it, I would give more and more and do more. And I just think that's, anyway, my story. It took me 42 minutes to do that audio. And if you're interested, I think that would be a pretty interesting way to make 2017 a great year.
Very definitely. I've seen it, and I know what you're talking about. What else did you want to kind of cover? We've gotten a little bit off the track, but you know what? I'm enjoying this conversation so much. I think it's important for to not make this kind of a, you know, one and done type of a thing. I think that what we're talking about, we're sharing, has a lot of implications for people who are entrepreneurs and maybe not even entrepreneurs going forward, because we can't, even though I am a highly, highly committed introvert, I have learned that I truly cannot do it all alone, even though my ego says, sure, you can. I can't, and I know better now. You do have to have other people in your life who will either, you know, just kind of be there when you need them to be there, give you advice when you need it, give you a nudge, give you a kick in the butt when you need it. You need to be very aware of what's going on around you, and you also have to just really give, and that means your time, which for me is difficult, I admit it. I'm like, you want me to talk to you for an hour? Really? All right. But then, you know, I come out of it on the other end going, oh, wow. So, you know, that's kind of that head trash that I get into. No, I don't want to go out for a picnic. Oh, wow, that was fun. You know, just you kind of get into those silly things. But what advice can you give people who are very, very interested in creating a business if they haven't already done so? What are maybe some of your top three things that they need to know outside of a gratitude practice, which I'll be very honest with you and the audience, if you don't have that, if you don't do anything else in 2017, get together a very solid gratitude practice. It will change your life.
Yeah. So, you know, we mentioned James, and, you know, I believe you know my friend Eric Paul from going on 6 years ago now, who passed way too early. And, you know, time is running by. I have it's not a cheap plastic one. I have a very nice hourglass on my desk, and I occasionally will turn it upside down, but I look at it, and it reminds me that the sand is continually running, and eventually it will run out. So my advice is actually the name of my fifth book. Stop waiting for it to get easier, you know, before you get into action. I tell people, all the time. You are right now, you're playing on the main stage. This is not a dress rehearsal. You know, eventually that curtain is going to come down and you don't want to live with regret. That was actually a big motivating factor to Stephanie and I doing what we're doing. We did not want to regret not doing it. It would have been the unbelievable, safe, prudent, and probably responsible thing to do to just keep our home and not do this crazy adventure. But doggone, I don't want to, you know, be 15 or 20 years older than I am now and say, darn, it's too late. You know, we should have done that. So my advice is to get into action right now. Get over yourself thinking you need to be perfect. Get over yourself thinking you're not ready. Get into action. You can't self-correct something that's not moving forward. So you have to be in action. We've already said, don't worry about being perfect. You're not perfect. So there, I've just blessed you with knowledge that you should know anyway. You are imperfect.
Yeah, that sucks.
And the other thing,
you're right.
Yep. The other thing is you have to be patient and persistent. I was talking with a marketer, someone we both know, about an hour ago, and saying, listen, I've sent out so many messages, and if they're not getting the message by now, and I said, excuse me one second. I said, I know the open rates of emails. So if you've sent out the same message even 10 times, that means maybe one person in your list has seen it all 10 times. The other person sees it occasionally. They're not going to read the whole thing. Because you write it and read it and send it out 10 times, you might be bored with it and think that everybody else is like, oh my gosh, can you write something else? I guarantee not everybody's seeing it. Not everybody's digesting it. And there's a very important lesson. Just about the time you get bored with something is about the time your audience, meaning your prospects and or your customers, are starting to hear it, hear that message. So you have to be patient. If you just do something today because something that Denise or I said, good for you. But don't expect results to happen tomorrow or even 90 days from now. Every successful business, whether it's a business of service or you sell actual products, it's a business based on relationships. And Denise opened up this call almost an hour ago saying this is the know, like, and trust. You have to overcome know, like, and trust. And you can't do that with one email or one smile or one handshake. Businesses take time because they're built on relationships.
So true. And a lot of people, and I've had this conversation with people, well, you know, I just need to sell this many widgets or I just need to get this, you know, these number of people into my membership site. And I will instantly say, you are looking at it all wrong. Yeah, you need to kind of run your numbers, but that's the last thing you need to do.
You know,
here's a phrase.
Denise, I want to give you a phrase that everybody should just like excise from their language in 2017. If you hear yourself saying, can I just, you need to stop that because it means you're looking for a shortcut. Can I just do maybe 5 videos a year? No. You have to do them weekly. Can I just do a newsletter once a quarter? No. Can I just? When you start a question with can I just, it means you're looking for a shortcut. And there simply are no shortcuts to building a dream business.
No, and you're already limiting
yourself.
You've got
to do the work.
Absolutely. Yep. Listen, Jim, you're known as a dream business coach. And like I said at the top of the show, there's a little bit of a theme going there. But you also mentioned that you have two different events. Again, I don't normally do this, but this conversation has been so off the charts, we're going to do it. What is the Dream Business Academy, and how can people find more about it?
Thank you very much. It's a 3-day event. It is no fluff. It's no pitch. It's 100% content teaching. I've just basically bare my soul, and I bring like 8 speakers with me this time, including Bob Berg, Melanie Benson, Michelle Prince. I think you know all them. So I'm going to teach everybody the $1 million platform, how I've built and created my own dream business, multiple streams of revenue. You're going to learn it all. As I said, it's 100% content. It is at Dream Biz Academy, dreambizacademy.com. And one thing I'll do, we're, you know, obviously doing early registration, although that's going to end fairly soon. But Denise, if anybody in your audience wants to register and go to Dream Biz Academy, if they register and just enter the coupon code podcast, so all know they heard it here. If they enter podcast, that'll take $100 off their registration. It'll take $100 off the early registration discount as well.
Oh, wow. That is nice. Is that something I can tweet out, or is that something you'd rather not?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
Dream Biz Academy is the website, and use the coupon code podcast, and they'll save $100 off the early registration discount.
Okay, I will get that out there for you. Listen, we are rapidly running out of time. We do this every single time we talk. Is there anything every time? And I definitely want you to come back in the spring or early summer. Is there
anytime,
anything
anytime?
Do you have any final thoughts or wishes for 2017? We end 2016. It's been a heck of a year. I'll give it that.
Yep. Well, we've been through it. We're about to close the book on it, but don't make that same choice for 2017, because you are going to miss the boat. I think entrepreneurs and small business owners that do start risking and taking some chances and investing in themselves, they're going to have a phenomenal ride. I don't think this is going to be there's always the 80-20 rule, but for some people, it's going to be a year of 2% increase. There are going to be some people who are going to double and triple the size of their business if they just hang on and play, you know, bigger, bolder, and faster game.
You know, I have to say, I normally don't pay too much attention to a brand new year. You know, to me, it's more of a thought, in almost like a season, you know, like Christmas season, Halloween season. It's almost like a season. I mean, I do pay some attention to it. It's not just a calendar event for me. But this year, I have to say, I'm feeling just fired up. I mean, just enormously fired up for so many reasons.
Well, I'm right there with you. We'll burn each other. Being fired up.
I know. Well, Tim, thank you so much for being with me here today. I know it's the day before the holiday, and you took time out of your really busy day. It's been wonderful chatting with you, as always, and I know our audience enjoyed the takeaways.
As always, I've really enjoyed this. And
thank you.
Thanks for just having a great conversation, Denise. I really appreciate not getting the "what's the one book you recommend" question.
Are you sure? I can do it. What is the one book you... Oh, and we didn't talk about your new book. Very quickly, tell people about your new book, and then we'll end this.
Well, Decide, The Ultimate Success Trigger. It's a book unlike my other five books. It's a checkup from the neck up. I've heard that expression. And basically, I am giving this book away. It's 180-something pages. I will mail you a paperback, even if you're overseas. It's all I'm going to say is $6.95 shipping and handling, but the book is free. You go to decideforsuccessbook.com, decideforsuccessbook.com, and we'll send it out to you. It doesn't matter where you are, $6.95, and we'll get that out to you within 24 hours. This book will change your life.
Excellent. Is there a PDF or a Kindle version?
There is a Kindle, but that's at Amazon, so I can't change. I can't do the offer on there. But
okay.
There's an audio book if you like to listen to it. This is my first book. I actually did an audio book. That's at the same website, decideforsuccessbook.com. I think when you go using the URL I gave you, I think you get an opportunity to get the audio book at half price. So,
nice.
Otherwise, you'll pay regular. So just use that special link.
Excellent. Well, listen, everybody, in the chat room, the show will be available for download in just a few minutes. It needs to render, but give it about 5 or 10 minutes. And you can also find us in iTunes. Just type in our names, Denise Griffiths and Jim Palmer. And I will see you next week. Happy New Year to everybody. Jim, thank you. And listen, I can't wait to see your adventures on your boat.
Very good. Well, we'll be sharing them on our new blog, so we're excited to do that.
You can find Denise Griffiths at yourofficeontheweb.com or at gottagovirtualnow.com. Thank you for joining us on your Partner in Success Radio.